Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're here one more day with my good friend Tom Namey. It's been an amazing week hearing Tom share his story, his spiritual journey. If you haven't had a chance to tune into the program to hear Tom's story, I'd encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. There's all kinds of good, encouraging, upbuilding stuff on that website. The programs, you can listen to them right on your computer, download them on whatever device that works for you. I also want to mention, Tom's in the midst of writing a book entitled Freedom Behind Bars, One Man's Testimony of Finding Freedom Through Christ While in Prison. And it's not published yet. It's going to be published sometime in the next year, year and a half. But first of all, welcome, Tom. Welcome back.
Sorry, brother. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. If people want to get a hold of you, Tom, where could they do that?
Well, I'm usually at the ECRC Center, the Eastern Catholic Revangelization Center.
In Detroit?
Basically, I live there. It's in Maple and Inkster. I practically live there. I do a lot of stuff there. People call me. They have problems, all kind of problems. Suicide, this and that. And I pray with them. And we get a lot of healing. Praise Jesus for that. And the center, we do a lot of evangelizing. We have a lot of programs. We have mass every morning, and we have a lot of programs. And I think we're doing about marriage counseling, about, you know, how to, for married couples, how to stay together, warm up their marriages. We do a lot of stuff. Youth programs. We got retreats. We got, you name it, we do it there. We got a lot of programs, and it's a great thing. We teach it. Bishop Bible study, this and that. When he's not there, sometimes they call me. I got a couple for him. And I do men's Bible studies. And so we stay busy, you know. The whole thing is you have a gift, you have to use it. We try to do evangelize as much as we can. And you got to evangelize home, your family, your friends, your neighbors, and everybody else. The love of Jesus has no limitation. It's not bound by black and white or colored or Asian or green. It's not bound by thin or thick or heavy or whatever. The love of Jesus is a love for all mankind, and he loves everybody just the same. And it's always out there. And Jesus is always reaching out to everybody, and he wants them to accept his love. And I realized that when I was in prison and I started studying, and sometime God would turn a bad situation, not sometimes, all the time, Romans 8:28, all things work to the good for those who love God. God will turn a bad situation into good, not sometimes, but all the time if you believe in him. You lose your job, it doesn't mean that the end of the world. You lose your job, it's maybe because God wants you to find a better job and move out of where you're at into something better. The trouble is we don't understand God and we jump to conclusion. But I understood. I thank him for giving me the wisdom to understand. So God was speaking to me during those next 2 months, and he would give me, visualize, like I would see the Garden of Eden, how he would prepare clothing and stuff, and he would show me that God was a provider. So every week I would go to service, and the volunteers were excited. They wanted to hear about Jesus.
So this is in prison?
This is the same prison.
Same prison,
still
yeah.
at Lapeer. And that went on for 2 months. But I don't realize that by me sharing what God was saying was aggravating all the other men. And when I left that night, it was February 21st. I left there, and these 13 men that we were very close with came out of service. They were like, yeah, you want to take over the service? I said, take over what? What is it?
Their competitive, you know, energies resurfacing, yeah.
So I was like, you know what? The scripture says, thou shalt not cast what is holy to dogs. I said, you dogs are not worth the word. And, you know, I was tough. I was big. I would have easily whipped them, so I didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
And so the next week I went to church, and the volunteers wanted to hear from me, and I refused to tell them that. And then we sang, I, the Lord, in sea and sky. And I said, I will go, Lord, if you lead me. When I raised my hand, I felt God touched my heart. There was a palm that touched my heart. I said, okay, Lord, I'll go whatever you want. When we sang Amazing Grace, and I felt the anointing came so powerful, I think Ray was behind me. I said, Ray, hold me, I'm about to faint. And Ray had to hold me up. And I was like on fire. I came out of there. And the men literally moved out of my way because my face was so red and glowing. And everybody was like, Tom, your lights are on. You're glowing, man. You're shining. You're beaming. I was like, what's wrong with these clowns? And I went in the bathroom and I saw my face. I was like, wow. Anyway, that night I went to sleep. I had a dream. I was playing with new people. No faces, with like a silhouette, no faces. Mm-hmm. And I knew I was going to move to a new prison right then. Mm. So I went to get coffee and hot water and my peanut butter. And the guard said to me, Namie, today's your last day here. I said, I know, sir. Yeah, how you know? I said, the Lord already let me know in dream that today's my last day. So I packed up. I went to a new prison. And we didn't have no services there. We didn't have Catholic service. We have full Protestant service. And the chaplain was a pro-Protestant, wonderful man, Chaplain Holdsworth. We became great friends after that, after 5 years together. And I requested Catholic service. First he denied me, then I threatened him with a lawsuit. Then they gave me Catholic service. So I started, the first week I started with March 10 of 2000. And I had this new Bible that I had bought. Because now I was on fire with Jesus. I ordered this Bible. It came in, New American Bible. And the back of it had the church calendar, A, B, and C. So it was perfect. I followed the church calendar. But that week, I did the Samaritan woman. I talked about her, how it was Tom Namie in the old days. How he would go to the well at 12 o'clock. Because he never tasted that holy water. And she never tasted that holy water. Water until Jesus revealed his glory to her. She confessed that she had been married 5 times. The man she's living with was not her husband. She confessed she was not worthy of God, but God made us worthy by his love. I preached that night, that day, first time, and the chaplain came out. He was like, boy, you got fire in your eyes. He kneeled before me. He was like, pray for me. And I prayed with him. And 4 months later, we get a volunteer. I did services in that prison for 5 years. I wrote everybody send me a priest, but they wouldn't send no priest. 2.5 years later, Father Joel came up, and he wanted me. We had almost 60 men with attend service every week. So then it wasn't only about the inmates. It was about officers, too. They needed Jesus. Officer Lott was living with this woman, and I would agitate him. I would walk up to him, and I would say, how is that hooker you're living with? He would say, look, Namie, I'll bust you up. I go, yeah, maybe if I'm sleeping, you could bust me up. You know? Yeah, yeah. I could bust you up with one arm behind my back tied up. And he would go there, and he would grab my bedding and throw it on the floor, take all my stuff, throw it on, trash everything. I'd say, oh, this is the best you can do? I don't want you to go to hell living with this. So yeah. Finally, I forced him to marry the woman. And when I left there, he came and gave me the biggest hug. He said, you know, if it wasn't for you, I was afraid to take that step. I said, I know you're a coward, you know.
Yeah.
And I would tease them. I would rile them up. And God would give me word for some of them. Officer Davis was the toughest one. I told him, the day you convert, come to Jesus. That's the day I will go home. And sure enough, after his conversion, 3 days later, he had a dream. I packed up and left, and I left.
Wow.
And my highwaymen, 3 of them became Christian, but there was 1 left. So I encountered him about 202, 203, and I've been preaching for a couple years. And Frenchie walks up. He gives me this big hug. Frenchie was tough. He would stab anybody in a minute. He wouldn't hesitate. He stabbed a lot of men. He was a tough boy. Second time on a murder bit in prison. And he told me how he died on the operating table. But God is so good. While he was telling me how he died on the operating table, in a vision, I had the vision where his soul went to hell. And I told him, Frenchie, I know where you went. He said, what? I said, I know where you went when you died. He said, where did I go, Tom? I said, you went to hell in a dark, dark, cold place. I saw your soul twirling. It was just an endless cold place, and there was nothing there to hold on to, and you were scared to death. He said, how do you know? I said, you see, I'm not that Tom. I used to be. I'm a preacher, and I evangelize now, and Jesus just let me see where you went, and he don't want you to go there. He was like, Tom, that's enough. I don't want to talk about it no more. He ran away.
Wow.
And then I wasn't going to give up on my friend. I wasn't going to give up on anybody. The next day he came around, he was 20 feet away. I stood there. I said, Frenchie, I don't want you to die and go into that dark place. I want the light of Jesus to take you home. He was like, Tom, I don't want to talk about it. I said, don't talk about it. It doesn't make it go away. The third day, I used to walk around with a Bible in my hand all the time. And the third day he came around that yard, that dusty, nasty yard, but it was a blessed place because a lot of men met Jesus there. And he came around. I had the Bible in my hand. I said, Frenchie, it takes a real man to walk around with a Bible in prison. I said, but I'm going to show you the old dragon is still in Tom. Point your finger at any one of these men. I'm going to beat him up so bad just to let you know Tom Namey is not afraid of nobody. Doesn't need a Bible to hide behind. He stood there. He didn't know what to say. He said, what do you want me to do? I said, I want you to give your life to Christ. He said, all my life I served the devil. I don't know Christ. I said, come over here. We can change it. He walked up. We prayed. We prayed, and the next day, I saw men running after me because I used to walk out to the yard early at 8 o'clock praising God because I wanted to do it in the silence, me and him alone. In prison, you'll never have peace. You hear that the noise is loud all the time, and men came running after me. They were like, Tom, we encountered a miracle yesterday, and Mike, the Jewish fellow, was one of them. I said, what happened, Mike? He said, we saw Frenchie get on his knees. Said, all my life I served the devil. But now I'm going to serve you, Lord. I'm never going to be ashamed of you. Back to unforgiveness healing. I saw a woman that was abused for 27 years. An Albanian woman. And I prayed with her. But she couldn't let go. Mm-hmm. And she couldn't let go. And I told her, unless you let go of the unforgiveness, you'll never be healed. Your husband is already healed. He's already married. He married another woman. He moved on, but you're the one who's locked up. You need to have Jesus. You need forgiveness. You need Jesus to enlighten you, to move you in a new direction. Without forgiveness, without love, without healing, inner healing, you cannot heal. You need Jesus. God bless you.
Mm. And the Lord touched her.
Amen.
Yeah, Tom, it's wow, what a week. The week went by so fast. So glad you were here. And friends, I hope you heard in this week the love of God for you and a word from Tom sharing that freedom. Jesus calls you to freedom. Jesus calls you to healing because he loves you. And there's no limit to his love. Don't let the enemy lie to you. Open your heart to him. Receive that grace. Walk in the freedom of the sons and daughters of God. God bless you and have a great weekend.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Peter Burak's new booklet, The Game Changer, in which he talks to us very clearly about the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives, especially to empower us to engage the mission of the church. That's a calling that's there for all the baptized. If you'd like this free booklet, you could call us at 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to our past episodes or subscribe to our podcast. God bless you.